What's going on, y'all? Straight to it. This is Foul Leader Sportscast. I am your host with the most, so have a toast, Leader Johnson. Man, listen, it got scary, didn't it? It's like the same thing was happening in a lot of games, you know. Maybe they up, maybe they're down, but it's always got to be a second quarter readjust, fourth quarter definitely. But I really don't get the Eagle. Some of the Eagle fans, I think a lot of people understand, some of them just don't. Let's go to the first thing. There was no training. The training camp was short, and then there was no preseason. Very strange offseason. Players had to get around and train the best they could. So if you're not a team with chemistry or you got some new pieces coming in, it's really going to be hard. It's really going to be hard this NFL season. Really was. I mean, same thing for any sport. I think, you know, baseball wasn't as long as it should have been. I mean, different offseason, but football, really. All the activities that usually lead up to what they need to do, Philadelphia needed that with this new cast of receivers. They drafted all these receivers. They got Miles Sanders, the new young lead back. You got Goddard coming to be Ertz because really Goddard really cast it out, even though he was productive the year before last. All right. He really put himself into his own on last year because you see what they're doing with Ertz. They would have never thought about even not giving Ertz an extension if it wasn't for Goddard proving. Listen, let's just read between the lines on that. They are not going to. The reason why the hesitation for what Ertz really wants is because they know they got Goddard. You got a young guy back there, and that's what the triggers pull. So it's just what it is. But anyway, he doesn't have anything, man. I mean, yes, Wentz does make some decisions questionable, but the only reason he's microscoping it is because of all the other mistakes and stuff he has to go through when the Eagles are losing. If he was winning, you know, those passes, y'all would have threw those to the side, whatever, you know. If he would have took a sack like that or whatever, y'all would have threw a lot of these joints to the side. But just like Collinsworth said, he was like some of those sacks, what I didn't really agree with. He was like, you know, we can credit those to Carson Wentz. But even if you're going to do that, let's just be fair to people who think that. You're trying to give majority of his sacks, his pressures, you know, his interceptions all on him. I mean, listen, man. Listen. Carson Wentz came into the game. Then the second year he won the Super Bowl, he got hurt that year, but it was magical to snap in the fourth. Then you got the next year, you know, going through injuries. Then you got the next year. He did his thing, you know, I mean. He's fought. I mean, what quarterback that goes through this much pressure has fought and won like he has? But has to go through what last year, y'all got to give him a pass. No. Oh, it was the weak division. Those guys had their starters, though. They was like that coming into the season. Philadelphia did not have, I mean, okay, what did they draft these guys? Did they have expectation for the rosters that they have? Philadelphia didn't have no expectation. You went to those last 4 weeks were guys with no expectations. You didn't even think about them on your roster, period. You didn't even think about them, period. They didn't even have a cloud in your head. And you win games and get in the playoffs. So you were saying when they were analyzing those teams last year that these teams were that bad that they could lose to guys who wasn't even going to make teams or wasn't even thought of or probably was playing kickball. Y'all have to be a little bit more reasonable. Wentz gets... This is if LeBron James was on a losing team, he stayed with Cleveland all his career. This is what they would do to LeBron James because he wouldn't have won as many championships. Cleveland just didn't have as much as they had to have around them. They weren't marketable. It just wasn't. It would have really been waited a long time before he won a championship because people weren't coming like that. But anyway, Carson Wentz, you know, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. ...123 yards. Second half was unbelievable. You look at the rating in the second half, a different half. He was exceptional. I mean, what y'all have to understand, the first thing I'm going to answer is, y'all talking about bench Carson Wentz. For who? What are you talking about doing right now? See, it's one thing to not like how he plays, but it's one thing to be stupid enough to say bench him. Friend I talked to earlier today, look, put your money where your mouth at. That's a good idea. You wouldn't put money on Nate Sudfeld and Jalen Hurts winning games in any quarter. I mean, I'm serious. Like, especially if we're down. If we're down, are you depending on Nate Sudfeld and Jalen Hurts to lead this squad? Y'all crazy. Y'all are absolutely ridiculous. absolutely ridiculous. We're talking about games we were down for a minute, and you're telling me that you would depend on a rookie quarterback and Nate Sudfeld, the backup quarterback, to win these games. This is crazy. Nobody in, just like Torrey Smith said, he said one time, he brought to it that something that all logical football analysts should know. Nobody's dealt with what Carson Wentz has dealt with. No elite quarterback. How about, where are they at? They had to deal with what he's dealt with and actually get a playoff. He got playoffs out of there. It's all, teams are bad. Y'all are going against your own analysis. Because you did not come into this saying this team is so bad they will lose to guys you can get. Let's be clear on this. Guys, these are not just undrafted or guys with no jobs. These guys with no stats. Like, these are guys with no stats. And Carson Wentz, Greg Ward Jr. has been released twice, brought back to the practice squad. And he comes in and leads them to the playoffs. They had two tight ends. I remember I heard Skip Bayless say that they have weapons. What? Miles Sanders was a rookie. Y'all have every single thing that you're knocking. Like they knocked Tom Brady didn't have no weapons last year. So what did Carson Wentz have last year? Listen. Let's just be real, man. They also about getting Nick Foles. See, that's the people I don't want. They don't even need to be. Don't wear no Eagles jersey, man. For one, Foles not an Eagle no more. And for two, are you serious? You see what he's did since he's been gone from the Eagles? Has it even been close to the Super Bowl MVP? Has it been close? Can you please tell me, has it been close? Are you saying that? Oh, so you're looking at the record of the Bears, right? We're looking at the record of the Bears. What was the Bears' record before Foles joined? Can somebody tell me? Somebody, was it losing? Okay, I don't know. Can y'all tell me? No. These people are crazy. People are absolutely ridiculous. I love you, Philly. I still love the Eagle fans I'm disagreeing with, but y'all can kiss my ass on that book. I'm sorry. But this is the Foul Leader Show. Y'all can kiss it. Kiss my ass on that shit. How the hell are you going to sit there and say that the Eagles would be better off, oh my God, with Foles, Hurts, or Sudfeld? This is just disrespectful. Yo. But anyway, let's go back to what's really big, what I was really waiting for. When Fogum and Rager both, I was told that Rager was healthy, I was ecstatic. I've been waiting to see, ever since we got Fogum, he's the number one receiver. I've been a Jeffrey fan for a long time, he's still my boy. But we all know his time is coming. His time about to go. And I think Zach Ertz too. Them guys is gone. Out of here. It's just not working out. They got trading chips. And Jeffrey being hurt is making it hard for them though. DeSean Jackson. They might not get nothing for Jeffrey or Jackson. Rager is a speedster. They're going to have to learn him. You still got Hightower. I think he's going to be a good talent. I really am excited about him with a full training camp and preseason. Oh my, watch out. He's better than Ty Pinkston. Okay? Quez Watkins. Let's see what he can do with a training camp. Let's see. But to get, I think Arcega Whiteside might have bit. I mean, because Fogum is 6'2". And it's over with. I think it's over. I mean, what could we say? We don't even. So did we forget? I mean, because I was rooting for him too. But when you see a guy that come off the, didn't even get drafted, you less money too? Hey, man, I don't know what to say. I just know Fogum and Rager are here to stay. Yo, listen, that is it. That's weapons. He's comfortable throwing. See, and I do disagree with some things. Wentz got to stop throwing the ball when, like, it just looked like he's trying to make impossible things happen. He's not with those veteran receivers because he's used to being able to throw those passes that way. Because these young bucks don't even know where they're going. You better throw them the precise route. You better do it or they're not going to know where to go. But don't get it twisted. These still are rookies now. This will make this remarkable. We got some talent on the field, and we got a quarterback who can throw those dimes. Did you see the dime he threw to Travis Fulgham? Did you see the catch by Fulgham? Did you see Jalen Reagor? Like, Wentz is still Wentz, y'all. But it takes him a minute to get used to what he's got on the field every game right now. It's just what it is. Goddard just came back. Now he just got only one catch. He has to get used to who's on the field. Y'all think it's a game? For one, Wentz ain't old. He's not an old quarterback. He went to the Super Bowl his second year in the league. Third year, fourth year, been going through craziness. Do you know how young he still is? He's still figuring it out. On the go. Y'all don't think that? Y'all don't see that? This is crazy. This is what it is. It's football. And then he gets hurt. Then he comes back healthy. Now he has to get used to weapons, the pandemic. All this mess hurt the Eagles, because the Eagles are what you're looking at right now. This team is a young team. This is the new era. This is the new era, my friend. This is the new era, my friend. This is it. You got Reagor, and you should be happy. Eagle Nation, listen to me. Just listen to me. Please listen to me. Reagor and Fulgham. Now you got two receivers, man. You should be happy at that. Now you can focus. Now the third receiver can just develop. It's good to have that one and two receiver. And you have a feature back. And you have a future tight end. You have an offense. The offensive line, let's see. Stop doubting Dillard. Like, okay. Only reason Arcega Whiteside not going to get his time, because Fulgham is producing so much. How do you take the ball away from that guy? Are you going to put Arcega Whiteside on the outside? That could happen. We'll see what happens. Going to be some fights in camp with Arcega Whiteside. I think he still has a chance. I just feel like he's not going to get the chance that he could have had to be a number one receiver. Fulgham is going to be the number one receiver, period. Jalen Reagor, number two. It's just what it is. So everybody else fight for what you got. Or Arcega Whiteside could be number two, and Reagor could be the slot. And you can let that, because they, you know, three receivers flex. That can happen. You still get that third receiver the ball. He gets the ball a lot. Let's just see. I think it really can. I don't think it's over. Let me take that back. I just feel like he's not going to be the number one receiver. I think he had the potential when Jeffrey left, at his size, can do it. But Fulgham is just better. He's just adjusted to Wentz so quick. That is his number one receiver. People, that is Wentz's number one receiver. Period. That is, Wentz to Fulgham is going to be a classic, going to be one of the best. They keep it up, and I think, hey, there's nothing, no reason to doubt it. Reagor's going to be a Philadelphia great. He looks like Jackson all over again. I don't think he's as fast, but he's definitely fast. He's definitely super fast. I got to see him do some stuff. Jackson did a lot of amazing things. Hey, Jalen Reagor should do some punt return. Why they got Ward Jr. doing it? Let Reagor touch the ball now. Let him touch the ball. This man got feet. And you look at Hightower. If J.J. Arcega-Whiteside doesn't become the second receiver, and then Reagor becomes a slot, then it looks like Hightower could be a slot guy. I think that would be dangerous to have a guy with his speed. Reagor on the outside, Fulgham, and the guy with his speed, just, yo, he really has some speed. He has some. And then Quez Watkins ain't came back yet. I mean, it's really going to be fun to see when these. I think speed is the most intriguing thing about the future. Really intriguing. We'll get back to that. The defense. The offensive line is doing a good job. You know, Peters being back really helped. You know, I thought he was out again. To be real, Peters just needs to retire, man. That's my guy. He's my favorite offensive lineman of all time now. I mean, I never had an off. Yeah, one time, I like Pace. I like Tony Boselli. I like Jonathan Ogden. You know, there's a lot of guys I like. Trey Thomas, John Runyon, Hank Fraley. There's a lot of guys I like. But Peters, man, he was just really the classic guy. It's just time to go, man. Like, I feel like he's just a guy. I want him to be on the coaching staff, though, man. I mean, we need that guy in the locker room. That's why I think, like, it's good to have Brian Dawkins around, man. Put him in the locker room. You know, Ike Reese. Put guys like that in the locker room. Jeremiah Trotter. Keep him around the Philadelphia. I mean, they were so important. You know, we need guys like that. But anyway, Jason Kelce, I almost got scared, though. He was injured. Matt Pryor is really underrated. Him and Jordan Mulata. Look, Jeff Stoutland, man, that boy, that is one of the best offensive line coach. He don't get enough credit, man. Like, he is really good, because we should really to be, and it's shown too. It's shown too that we missing these guys, but at the same time, he's gotten people back in playing mode. Quick, like, you know, he's made them improve quicker than any coach does their position. So it's been really, and you could tell we're better at receiver. And I didn't think a guy off the free agent, you know, market would start it, but it has. And then Hightower shown something, and then Rager, that draft, you know, it's showing something. And then you're looking at Dallas, you know, Dallas Goedert. I'm telling you, Zach Ertz is going to be traded to move up somewhere or something. He's going to be gone. It's going to be some trading going on. If Hargrave do what he do, maybe they trade Jackson. I don't know. I mean, I just feel like that was a waste of money if you felt like you was going to trade him the Knicks, like, real quick. We'll see what happens. But Hargrave is here to stay. I think he's a real good addition with Fletcher Cox to get a guy like that next to him that's that elite. And I think we'll see. I just think that's big. The defense really played. The one guy who I felt like was the MVP of the game, in my opinion, y'all might not agree with me, was T.J. Edwards. 12 tackles, he had a sack. I mean, he really got down. Stopping the run, he really got down. Like, he showed it. Why I said, oh, man, well, the Eagles would, I'll be telling people, everybody talking about the draft this, the draft that. The Eagles make up for what they don't draft on the undrafted free agent market. Just look, from the Super Bowl, Corey Clement, Trey Burton, two guys. Would you need a whole bunch of them? Two is enough. And were they productive is the thing. Oh, Trey Burton, who was he in the Super Bowl? Oh, do anybody know? Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to say, go Google then. Okay, how about that? Corey Clement, go Google his stats in the Super Bowl. I'm not even going to say, it's self-explanatory what they did in the Super Bowl. They were super important in the Super Bowl. That's why that team is, to me, one of the most underrated Super Bowl teams of all time. The guys that contributed and what they did that season, just that season. When I talk about a whole that season, what those guys did that season was phenomenal. Looking at the defensive team, just the cornerbacks. I'm just hoping. Well, they did a pretty good job. I just want them to get better and better. I want to see more. After sec, Will Parks look good. I don't know who Jacquet is, but we'll see. The guy that got, I gotta do more research. This guy, the guy is just getting signed, and I'm like, who is these guys? But I'll do my like, it's crazy that they're even. The Dallas Cowboys should not have lost that game. Everybody, oh, Dak is gone. Is that what? Okay, am I being unfair by going back to Andy Reid when Andy Reid lost McNabb? And then Andy Reid lost Corey Detmer. And then Andy Reid had A.J. Feely in there. Listen, bottom line, what are you doing? Why is he making the, if he can't throw to his weapons and make some play, at least some short passes or something to his weapons, y'all got three receivers. They got Michael Gallup, CeeDee Lamb. Listen, this is the first time I'm like, oh, my God, Dallas is oh, my gosh. I mean, some bad boys on Dallas. You mean to tell me he can't get it to him? Just for 9 points. How about that? He only scoring 9 points right now? It can't be like 23, 22, 22 or something like that? Like, what's going on? I don't know. But Dallas, you can't say, oh, the quarterback. Do that if you want. Because we beat, listen, the Eagles beat Dallas and them last year. When they were depleted and Dallas had all their weapons again, period. They had Amari Cooper, Gallup was there, Joe, they had Randall Cobb. Like, come on. Zeke, nobody, what was they hurt at? They had Jalen, they had everybody, just to, they had everybody. They still had Byron Jones. A better secondary? It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. But now, the Eagles are starting to get momentum. They're 3-4-1. the top of the sole possession of the NFC East. That's what they are right now, man. Just get beat up team. But these guys got their rosters, man. I know Daniel Jones don't got Saquon Barkley. But that's it. And they got Devontae Freeman. I know Washington. Nah, they just Washington. But Philly is actually sitting on paper. You bring everybody back healthy. They got a more talented team than everybody. Even Dallas. You put what Boston Scott did, Miles Sanders, what Corey Clement did in the Super Bowl, the type of run, listen, the type of running backs they got, 1, 2, 3. Explosive. Nobody's going to have that with this offense. And you look at what they did with Corey Clement, you should be scared of the three running backs they have with Sanders and Scott ain't all on the field. Absolutely scared. Absolutely scared. I don't care who Ezekiel, they ain't even got that. They got Tony Pollard. Pollard ain't put in the work that Boston Scott or Corey Clement has put in. So I don't want to hear about that. Receivers, oh my God, they went and got a gang of receivers, young receivers. You put in Alshon Jeffrey, Greg Ward, and DeSean Jackson with the receivers they got, and you put them all in there. Fogum wouldn't even be here. It's crazy. Like, you wouldn't even put him there. Now you add him to the equation because he's the number one. He's that guy. In that receiving room, he's the important guy. You sign him, you pay that man. You pay that man. If he keeps doing this, he got to do more. He can't just do it the first year. So he knows he's going to have to earn his keep. And right now, he's the number one receiver. He's the most important guy. DeSean Jackson, all of them should be like, whoa. Because if DeSean comes back, which I hope so, man, I really want to see him do his thing, man. Because once he's on the field, he's impacting. Listen. Do you know what you're talking about? Do you know what you're getting? DeSean Jackson? Like, now, you know why I'm really excited? Because with Travis Fogum and Jalen Reagor, you get DeSean Jackson back. That's unbelievable right now. That's scary. Because he came back and was like 10 yards per catch. You saw what he was doing when he was coming back. Like, come on, man. Like, DeSean Jackson is healthy. He is one of the most dangerous weapons on the field in all of football. Top five. Say what you want. Whatever. Oh, you get hurt. Oh, you're right. But when he's healthy on that field, ain't a receiver, ain't too many. You can't name four or five receivers are more dangerous than him. I mean, you look at Julio Jones. I mean, you could say about Devontae Adams all you want. All the, no, he's not as fast as him. He is not a guy that you really going to watch. It will take the top of one play. Game over. One play. Game over. So, it's interesting to see what happens. Zach Ertz. You know, Chris Collinsworth was saying that too. Like, man, if these guys come back at the end of the season. And I was saying this. I said fourth quarter, the way people are getting hurt. I keep on telling y'all, second half of the season, Philadelphia is going to be better. Because everybody's going to be coming back. Just think about it. When Zach Ertz and Goddard come back, when they come back together and they're both on the field together, things are going to get different. Because, you know, I think Alshon Jeffrey, he'll be back. And if he comes back with Travis Fulgham and Jalen Reagor, now we're talking something. Then if you talk about, oh my God, like what are they going to do? DeSean Jackson and Fulgham come back. And just to say Jeffrey, Fulgham, Jackson, and Reagor all on the field together. That's going to be dynamic. They're going to get all of them the ball. It's going to be dynamic. Fletcher Cox getting 50 sacks, man. That's big. Everybody was talking crazy about him early in the season. Fletcher Cox is going to be all right. He's going to be the same Fletcher Cox he's been all his career. Elite, Hall of Fame type player. I mean, he is double-teamed constantly. He's one of those guys you're going to get, listen, because you know if he affects the game, it affects the... Fletcher Cox is one of those guys who can affect both sides of the ball on defense. He make a hell for you. So they know they have to shut him out. If they worry about him before anybody, I don't care who they get, he's just one of those top five defensive guys. He'll never, the stats are not going to look at it, but he is dominating. He will dominate. He changes the game. He is an Eagle great. He is a great Fletcher Cox. Like, I mean, you're going to have to put him up there with the Jerome Browns and the Reggie Whites, all that. I don't care. When his career is over, you're going to be able to do that. Now, Reggie White, how great Reggie White was, he's going to get there. Because I'm sorry, he is. He won't get to his sack total. That's different. But as a dominating presence, the presence he got on the game as a defensive player, oh, come on, man. Fletcher Cox is there already. It's just that the body of work, you still want to see it stack up. Oh, he's there already. He's one of those guys. He's one of those guys. He won't be better than Reggie White. I don't think he's going to have to go on a top, but he's definitely there. He's definitely there as a great defensive player. As a great present defensive player, period. Like, y'all can say what y'all want. When he's on the field, he is a diamond. He's a force. He's a terror. But nobody, Reggie White, he's a top five NFL player to me. So I don't think, he won't reach that level. But as a presence, as a force in the league, like Reggie White was, oh yeah, Fletcher Cox is there. No question. But looking at this defense, I think T.J. Edwards is the bright spot. I think Will Parks is really going to bring something to the table with Rodney McLeod. Both of them both look like some dogs back there, man. That looks good back there. Parks and McLeod, I like that. I like it. I think, and I don't even want to, dang, man, you know, losing McLeod, eventually he's going to have to go too. We're going to see what Kevon Wallace, I think he'll be the future. And it could be him and it could be Wallace and Parks eventually in the future. And then you're looking at Jalen Mills, what they done did with him to bring him back to where he was at cornerback. He just know their position. Jalen Mills didn't get a training camp at safety, man. Come on. He just switched to a position. He didn't get a training camp. Brandon Graham got, can you imagine what Brandon Graham would have been without a training camp switching the linebacker? Can you imagine? So now they have it's a harder test. Because now you got the second game against the Giants. And they got their players. They just ain't got Saquon Barkley. I mean, that's crazy. Now you're coming back. If they can pull this off and be 4-4-1, this makes them a different type of team. It really does. Now then they got the Browns. See, this is when stuff starts to get complicated. Browns have been hot. OBJ is out, though. So that's huge for Philly. That's huge. Because I was looking at this guy. Oh, it's going to be a hard one, but I think they can pull it off. But can they get some people back? Is Alshon going to be back? If Alshon come back, shit going to be different. Like, things are going to be totally different, man. Right? Because it'll open up. Because they know now with Travis Fulgham, you have Alshon Jeffrey and Fulgham. It'll open up things for Alshon because they're going to have to hold Travis Fulgham. People are going to have to start knowing who he is because he's starting to produce every game. And then soon he's going to be a lead receiver. Then when you can, this is pressure. You're playing in Philadelphia, a team that's expected to do this, do that. You're playing against starting lineups. And you're off the, like, this is pressure. He is not folding. He is a guy that I think is going to end up being, just let him do it. But this is special to do it like this. This is special. We're going to see what happens. But Alshon Jeffrey could really come back and really make things different. Really make things different. If he comes back, he could really do some things on the football field. And it could really benefit Philly to get a secure. That'll be a security blanket for Wentz. That'll be so different. It's going to be so different out there. And then they got the Seahawks. See, that's when things get. We're going to really see who they got. Is Ertz going to be back? Is Sanders going to be back? You just never know when anybody's going to be back. But if it's ever a time. But I want to say if there's ever a time when they get, because nobody's out for the season. Right now, Jackson still, he has a time frame. He can be back. Alshon Jeffrey, Zach Ertz, nobody's out for the season. That's the good point. Nobody's out for the season that has gotten hurt while the season was going on. Like, nobody's out for the season. So that's dangerous. If Philly can get back, check this out. If Philly can get back, Alshon Jeffrey, DeSean Jackson, Zach Ertz, All those guys. Miles Sanders. I forget. Wow. All those guys. Then you got Lane Johnson, Jason Peters. All those guys. That's different. Now, I think Philly should think about putting Peters at the guard and putting Jordan Mulata at one of the tackle positions. That should happen. I think Mulata's been doing a great job. I think you need to put him at one of the tackle positions. He's really showing what he's about. I think that's a good future lineup with Andre Dillard and Brandon Brooks and Jordan Mulata and Lane Johnson. I think that's perfect. I think, yes, Dillard should go to guard. I think they should think about that. I think they should really think about putting Dillard at guard and putting Mulata at tackle. People are talking crazy about Dillard hasn't even had a chance to play. He's shown flashes. He's a young buck. How is everybody giving him the pressure of a guy who's supposed to be who's a five-time Pro Bowler? That's crazy. These day and age, rookie young bucks get the, yo, if you ain't good when you first step on the field, you done. But look, I'm out of here, y'all. What's up, Eagle Nation? Let's get ready for New York. Oh, it's great to be pulling out these wins and people still not giving no respect. So, And they played the Steelers and the Ravens tough. Even after the Washington loss, they played them guys tough. They were in the game until the end. So the Eagles that's the surprise I'm getting. Like, I really just don't think that they had that in them. I was looking for blowouts. I was really looking for that. I was looking for fighting, but I wasn't looking for fighting like that. Like, this is different. Like, you know, I was looking for, like, blowouts, like, for real. Like, they was fighting, but you saw they didn't have a chance because it was getting bad. This was bad. This was terrible. I didn't predict the injuries right here. You could never predict that. So, I'm out, y'all. Leader Johnson. Talk to y'all again after the game in New York Giants. Philly won 23-9. My player of the game, like I said, was TJ Edwards. That was my player of the game, man, because we needed the Philadelphia defense to show up anyway. And just, you know, for things to happen, let Carson go ahead and get 23. Worked hard to get it. Look what we scored against Pittsburgh and didn't win. If we would have had a defensive output similar to that, same thing with Baltimore. I mean, seriously, Philly could be different if one of those wins would have been good. One of those wins. We'd be, right now, won't be no loss. Be 4-3. 4-3-1. Just one of those will have us in a different position and have teams like, oh, they sneaky. But they don't see it right now. It might be a gift and a curse. It might be a gift. A blessing in disguise. So I'm out of here, y'all. It's great talking to y'all, Eagle Nation. I'm really, really skeptical. Just now they give me a little bit of, we want to see what happens. These next 4 weeks, when they get to Seattle, just see how they play. If they can pull out a win at Seattle, that'd be big. Because they always get to Seattle and they lose. They need to pull out a win. It's time to stop that drought and get it. They had Clowney. We got a lot of history with Seattle. It's just time to end this and get them. I think if they can beat the Browns in Seattle, now you're going to get people talking like, oh, I think eventually Wentz is about to take off. He's going to figure all the weapons he has out. That's when people need to be scared. Y'all talking all this mess about Wentz. I was just about to roll out. There I go again. Coming back to it. But when Wentz figures all these guys out, and if he can get a couple of the weapons back, are y'all serious right now? Y'all know who Wentz is? When he's already getting a little bit and he sees Fogum and Rager, you can see the comfortability with that. Wentz is going to be, when he gets that going, people better be scared. It's going to be a real funny and interesting year in sports as far as football. It's going to be interesting because the Eagles are a real interesting team. All right? So I'm out of here, y'all. This is Follow Leader, Leader Johnson. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. I'm out, y'all. Follow Leader.